know how to get started or how to get away.
If you had an infection in your hand and your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you'd say my hand.
It's swollen. Swelled up.
Say a bee stung me in my hand.
Just swelled.
And tomorrow, if it was still that way, you'd say it's still pretty bad.
It's still swollen tomorrow.
When you get a blister, the liquid that forms on the skin, what's that called?
That's a blood blister and a clear blister.
What about a clear
blister one, the liquid.
What would that be called?
Dead water.
What about in a blood blister? Do you open those up too, or?
No, blood blister, I really don't open it. You open the water kind of little blood blister.
Say, talking about things that, you know, wounds and things that... In a war, somebody kind of skinless growth, or if you get shot, you go to the doctor to fix that. What would you call that?
Be a wound.
Any other names for that?
Don't know.
Kind of a skinless growth in a wound. It's got to be burned out.
Oh, skinless growth. That'd be proud flesh.
Yeah. How is that? Can you describe that to me?
Well, it just loses the skin off of it, and it won't grow back.
Is it like a scar or something?
The proud flesh. Not more or less loses the top skin, and that they cut it off, or the skin go back over it. But I think you can do it on even on the ingrown toenails and anything like that if you get it uncovered too much. And they kind of trim that out, and the skin grows back over it.
If you get a little cut on your finger or something, what might you put on it?
Oh, well, you use iodine, Vaseline, according to how deep it is. Even Vicks say it would cure some minor cuts and scratches.
Yeah. Last night you fixed me a drink with a special kind of water in it, sometimes for tonic for malaria, but what you call it?
Quinine.
If a man was shot and he didn't recover, you'd say that he...
Recovered?
He didn't recover.
Oh, he didn't recover?
No, you'd say
he... Oh, he died.
Is there any veiled way of saying that might spare people's feelings? Some neutral terms for saying that?
Well, when they say passed away, I guess that's about one or two years. Passed away and died. And speaking among his family, they probably said passed away.
Is there any crude or humorous ways of saying it?
Well, I guess from the crew, they just say went on. Joking
around, you might say it some way.
He went on there, joking around if he got shot. Of course, how he got shot, and I say he got what he needed.
Would you use the word passed out, anything like that?
Yeah, passed out and drinking. You had to go drink.
Any other ways of saying it?
Just stone, passed out, and loaded.
Might use kick the bucket for dying.
Nah, kick the bucket, you know, when he dies. If you kick the bucket, you go all the way. You got a lot of wood cut up? Put a little log on the fire in that quick. You got a cool fire there.
Come and stand in front of it. You should be in front of it. If we're talking about somebody that died, say he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out just what he
died of.